Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. The mission here on the program is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. We discuss important subjects such as how to remain independent in your own home, when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community, and then how to find the right senior care community for your exact needs. We also discuss how to pay for the high cost of senior care. We review legal issues involving elder law and estate planning, and we discuss how to care for the caregiver. So you may be listening to us on the radio currently, possibly streaming us online, or listening to a podcast after the fact. And again, anyway, you're tuning into the program, thanks so much for being here today. You are deeply appreciated. Thank you very much. If you need help with the placement services from my firm, Senior Care Consulting, or if you want to learn more about the services provided by one of our very knowledgeable guests, you can always reach us on our toll-free number at any time. It's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget to visit us online. It's a great website. We get lots of positive comments. Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, Senior Care Live. And if you do visit online, be sure to connect socially. We do a lot of communications through social media these days, and you don't want to miss out, so feel free to do that. All right, before we jump into the program, I just want to recognize today, May the 5th, is National Nurses Day. And let me tell you what, I'm married to an awesome nurse. I don't just say that because she's my wife, although maybe I'm obligated to do that. But look, her, I'm going to brag about her later on in the program, but her patients love her. We've been out shopping or out just doing something and she'll, oh, there's one of my patients. They come up and they give her a hug and say they're so happy to see her and so happy that she works there. And my wife represents, I think, most nurses in our city and around the country. Nurses are nurses because they care for people and they want to care for people and they love people and they just pour it all out into their patients and for their patients. So anyway, just want to recognize all the nurses, and we'll talk a little bit more about National Nurses Day today, and then Nurses Week is this entire upcoming week. So again, to all the nurses out there, thanks so much for the great work, the fantastic work that you do every single day. We really appreciate you. All right, without any further delay, we have a whole studio here today full of great, great people from Villa St. Francis. Rodney Whittington is the CEO and administrator. Tiffany Clare, Director of Community Relations. Katie McInerney, she's the Director of Integrated Marketing. And Michelle Carlstead, Director of Development. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
All right. And Michelle's off mic. So she's waving and nodding her head and saying hello. There she is. So if we had television, we need a camera. JP, what do we got to do to get a camera in here? We need to hook this thing up for television. So anyway, today we just want to recognize Villa St. Francis for the great work that they do. Villa St. Francis is a long-term care community skilled nursing facility located in Olathe, and they do a fantastic service. We're going to talk about that here in just a minute. But Rodney, you have a very, very special event coming up, and I just wanted to talk about that today and just let the community know about the Faith in Bloom event that you have coming up here. And I want to talk about, you know, what is that? What are the fundraising goals? And then, you know, what would that money be used for?
Okay. So Faith in Bloom, this is our second annual event. We saw a need a couple of years ago for the shortfall of caring for a high number of Medicaid recipients. Mm-hmm. Your listeners may not know, but the Medicaid rates are designed to pay you less than your cost. The methodology, it works in such a way that you have your cost and The state takes those costs from your cost report, reduces them, and calculates a rate for you. So,
if you lose $10 per patient, you can make it up in volume, right? So,
yeah, exactly.
or per resident. So, yeah, is that something? So, there's a lot of talk about Medicaid right now, and will it be expanded? Will it be cut? What's Kansas going to do? And possibly having the rates decreased for the long-term care communities, which is just be disastrous, because you just heard directly from the CEO of a large and very successful, they operate on a high level of care. They do a great job. They're rated, four or five by Medicare. I mean, these folks are doing it right. Their staffing levels are phenomenal and they do a great job, but they're being paid less than their cost by Medicaid. That's a problem.
It is. And so we rely heavily on the church. Of course, we're sponsored by the Archdiocese of Kansas City in Kansas and also our donors. So Faith in Bloom was an event that we dreamt up a couple of years ago to do two things. One, we want to bring awareness to the community about Villa St. Francis, our services, and the manner in which we provide them. We do believe that our faith-based approach, our not-for-profit approach, does make a difference. And secondary to that was then just to raise funds to close that financial gap that we experienced taking care of nearly 80% Medicaid recipients. And so this event, we do it at the Olathe Convention Center, and they do an outstanding job. The facility is new. Their chef is really good, and we just have we had a great experience last year. We had about 275 people show up. We're expecting closer to 400 this year, and we're really excited about that. And, you know, the support does close the gap. At the end of the event last year, I made a special appeal for some therapy equipment that really allowed us to do some cutting-edge therapy, and the equipment was going to cost us around $12,000. Mm-hmm. And so I made a last-minute appeal at the luncheon, and we raised $14,000, and were able to buy that equipment that day. So
awesome.
Super exciting.
That is awesome. So why are we having a fundraising event? Well, you just heard it. Medicaid pays less than the cost of operation to care for our elderly right here in the Kansas City area, specifically in Olathe. But you have residents coming from, not just from Johnson County, but some of my clients who have chosen Villa St. Francis have been from Missouri. So really all over the KC metro area.
Yeah, exactly. We see it all over the metro as well as out of state. It's always good to have somebody welcomed into our community that may have lived in another community and see a difference in the care and services we provide. Probably one of my favorite things to hear and learn of.
Absolutely. So the reason that we're doing this is just to shine a bright light on the great work that the folks at Villa St. Francis are doing right now. And it's a huge fundraising opportunity. And I know a lot of people might be interested in attending this Faith in Bloom luncheon. So here it is. It's called Faith in Bloom. It's May the 9th. So that's this Wednesday. 11:30 to 12 noon is a networking opportunity. Then 12 to 1 is the luncheon. And so here's the fundraising part of it. Obviously, we're selling tickets for this. It's $100 per ticket. But Kate, being the director of integrated marketing, says let's offer a 25% off, which is $25, $25 discount using the discount code. What was it, Kate?
It's 980.
Yep. So you're listening to Talk 980 AM. So enter the discount code 980. She set it up on her phone, like right here before we went on air. And, she's very, very good at that. So it'll cost you $75 a ticket if you go to the website, faithinbloomluncheon.com. Write that down. faithinbloomluncheon.com. It's $100 a ticket. Enter the discount code 980 and you get $25 off, and it goes to help a tremendous organization. And Tiffany, I have been with Senior Care Consulting so long. I remember going to Villa St. Francis, and that whole front end was a huge giant dining room. And now you took half of that, what used to be the dining area, and you turned it into the most beautiful chapel. I can't even call it a chapel. I call it a sanctuary. It is, I think it's the most beautiful, or one, definitely one of the most beautiful chapels in the entire KC metro area. It's just beautiful. And you were able to do that through some other fundraising efforts.
Yeah, that was done a few years ago. We're very proud of that. We have daily mass every day at 10:30. That's one of the things that differentiate us. And so thank you for recognizing that. A lot of thought and effort went into making it as beautiful as it is.
Well, it's phenomenal. And Tiffany sent me the link, and that's live streamed on Facebook every day.
Mm-hmm. At 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and that was actually from the help of our friends at Catholic Community Hospice.
Okay.
We were able to put that up. So.
Cool.
And great.
Cool. All right. So the good folks from Villa St. Francis here today. We have Rodney Whittington, Tiffany Clare, Kate McInerney, and Michelle Carlstead. And if you want to reach out to Villa St. Francis, let me give you their phone number here. It's 913-829-5201. 913-829-5201. If you want to go to the Faith in Bloom Luncheon, it's going to be this Wednesday, May the 9th, and this is at the Olathe Convention Center. It's off of K-10 in Ridgeview. You can't miss it. And we're going to get a $25 off coupon if you use the discount code 980. So again, go to faithinbloomluncheon.com, or can you just show up?
Yes.
You can just show up and just say, hey, I heard about that on the radio. Flash your 980 and boom, you'll probably get the discount right there too. All right. So, we're going to have more right after the break. But first, let's not forget the Senior Care Live question of the week. All Medicaid certified long-term care communities accept new residents on a Medicaid pending status. Is that statement true or false? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. It's so easy. Simply go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the Listen Live button. You could also click on the giant microphone right there on the homepage. Give it a few seconds to connect, and boom, you are in. It'll start streaming to your phone, your tablet, laptop, your PC, whatever you have. It really is that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. This is actually a statement of the week here. All Medicaid-certified long-term care communities accept new residents on a Medicaid-pending status. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is false. JP, if we had that wah, 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 if we had something like that, right, for the false, just kind of like, kind of let down. But it is false. So, Rodney, why don't I just kick that back to you? Why don't all Medicaid certified long-term care communities accept new residents on a Medicaid pending status?
Well, I'll be happy to help answer that question. Villa St. Francis is the largest provider of Medicaid long-term care in the state of Kansas. So we deal with it on a daily basis. And a couple of years ago when, we made a conversion to CanCare, the process to have an application submitted and approved was turned upside down, and not for the good, unfortunately.
Yeah, it was supposed to make it more streamlined, but it kind of turned into a giant disaster.
It really did. And so we saw a rise. At our worst point, we had 44 pending individuals waiting on their status. Many of those went over a year, when the expectation from the federal government is 45 days. And at our worst moment, we had about $2.3 million of money that was not being paid to us for those 44 people. And as you can imagine, for any organization, that's crippling.
That is. So, all right. So that just took my breath away. I knew it was over a million. I didn't know it was over two. And 44 residents, some of them over a year. So Medicaid pending means you've submitted the application. And it's just a matter of processing at that point. But because Kansas got so backed up, and that's a long story, not too much for today, but it got so backed up that Villa St. Francis and other Medicaid-certified long-term care communities had to wait maybe a year or longer to be reimbursed and made whole by the state of Kansas. So what does that mean? That means giant cash flow crunch, because you have to pay the bills. I mean, you have to pay for the cost of care and everything as though you're receiving reimbursement, but you're not receiving any reimbursement many times for over a year. That's just stunning. So the reason that some long-term care communities do not accept a resident who's in a Medicaid pending status is because they can't carry the cash flow or the receivables of, would you say 2.4?
Yeah, about 2.3 is our
about 2.3 million in accounts receivables, because their pockets just aren't that deep. Fortunately, Villa St. Francis can do that, and so I'll tell you what, just right here on the radio, when I bring my clients to Villa St. Francis, I am always just kind of blown away in a real positive manner by Steve, just come in and just come, and your clients are welcome, and we have Medicaid pending. We'll help them through that. Or if they're working with a law firm, hey, that's great. You know, together we'll just take care of this. Just come and we'll take care of them. And I just can't say how much I respect that and appreciate that.
Well, thank you. We are blessed to be supported by the Catholic Church, the Archdiocese of Kansas City in Kansas. Otherwise, it wouldn't be possible. And our generous donors as well.
Absolutely. And you have a huge volunteer base.
We do.
At Villa St. Francis. So I've been there with some of my clients, and we're going for a tour, and we'll see all of these volunteers helping elderly residents to the chapel for the 10 a.m. Mass. It's just a beautiful thing. It's so perfectly orchestrated. Everyone is happy to be there. I just love seeing that. And you have volunteers who staff a little gift shop there in the building.
We do. We have hundreds of volunteers, 7 days a week, morning, noon, and night. We have volunteers that have volunteered at Villa St. Francis for nearly 20 years. They literally make a difference for us, in the eyes of the residents and families. It's above and beyond the care and services that they expect, and it's a major difference.
Well, one of my clients, his great aunt was there. And after she passed, I mean, he just kind of became part of the family. And I think he's still volunteering there to this very day. So that's some strong roots. That's a tremendous support system there. So we're visiting with just wonderful representatives from Villa St. Francis today. We're promoting their special fundraising event. It's this Wednesday. It's called Faith in Bloom. It's Wednesday, May the 9th. 11:30 to noon is a networking opportunity. 12 to 1 is the luncheon. It's $100 per ticket, but if you go online to faithinbloomluncheon.com, faithinbloomluncheon.com, enter the discount code 980 and you'll receive 25% off, which in this case is $25 off. So what a you get your ticket, you donate to a wonderful organization, get a great meal, meet some awesome people. Is about 400 people expected there. What's the goal this year? Is there a fundraising goal that we're going to try to hit?
You know, it's hard to throw a dart at that. We would really like to exceed what we did last year, which was $50,000 after all the expenses and things were paid.
Yeah.
We were rookies at it. So we'd like to do better than our rookie season. So we'll see shortly how we do.
And we're expecting about twice the number of attendees. So not to put any pressure, but I would love to be a part of this event and try to hit six figures, try to hit 100,000. That would really ring the bell. And I'll tell you what, it really goes for improvements and things that will improve the community here at Villa St. Francis. 80% of residents currently on being paid for, their care is paid for through the Medicaid program below cost. So this money will be spent well. It will be spent wisely, but they'll be very good stewards of the money, and you can trust that this will be put to very, very good use.
Correct.
And then this year's luncheon as well, one of the exciting things and bringing more people in, we'll be honoring Archbishop Emeritus James Patrick Kelleher for his 60 years of service to the church. So, you know, kind of going along with our connection to the Archdiocese and the support that they give us, it's exciting to be able to honor him and celebrate him as well. So.
Awesome. And Rodney, we only have about a minute, but I've had a lot of people say, well, why does it cost, you know, $220 a day to live in a long-term care community? In about 30 seconds, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'd like to compare it to the cost of an average hotel that you'd stay in. You know, you can expect to pay $150, $200 a night. That's our reimbursement from Medicaid. And with us, you're getting three squares a day, all your meds, and a tremendous amount of care from our team that loves the residents. So I feel like we do a pretty good job with managing expenses.
Absolutely. Villa St. Francis in Olathe, Kansas. Sign up for the Faith in Bloom Luncheon. It's a benefit and fundraiser. It's going to be this Wednesday, May the 9th. Go to faithinbloomluncheon.com. If you enter the promo code 980, you'll get $25 off the ticket. And so Rodney, Tiffany, Kate, and Michelle, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. And good luck on your big event this week.
Thank you so much,
Steve. Thank you very much.
All right, we'll have more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with a friend or family, with other folks, or maybe you just want to go back and hear it again. No worries at all. It's so easy to do because we create podcasts of this program every single week. So just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that is where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. They're in chronological order. So the newest is on top, and then a week ago, and then 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, kind of on down the line, goes back for quite a way. So you can search by date, or you could look at just, you know, there's a brief description of what is covered on that particular program. Click play and give it a couple of seconds to get going, and you can listen to the podcast on your own time. And I have lots of people say, Steve, I work on Saturdays, but I love your program and I listen to the podcast just as soon as it's available. And that's how I'm able to hear your program every single week. And I have a lot of people who say, oh man, I heard that and I wish my husband, I wish my son, my neighbor, et cetera, would have heard that. And they're able to share that podcast because you can share that link with anyone else wanting to hear it. So feel free to do that. Lots and lots of people take advantage of that. All right. Just want to say, again, just a special thanks to the great, great people out at Villa St. Francis. I'm telling you, they do an awesome job. Now, as you know, with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, what we do, we're as objective as it can be. We develop what I call a care profile. That's a mini geriatric care assessment, plus a few other pieces of information. Based on your care profile, we research the entire marketplace and identify our top three communities meeting your exact needs. Then the next step is we go out with you to those three communities and we tour each place with you. And that's where we conduct what I call a performance audit. We ask a lot of questions that, frankly, most people would never know to ask, or they may feel uncomfortable asking. It's not an adversarial approach by any means whatsoever. We just have a lot of questions. We want to gather a lot of information for our clients. I think it's information that you absolutely must know before making this critical decision on trusting staff at a care, one of the care providers to care for your loved one. So this is the right way. This is the best way to do this. And many times, Villa St. Francis, if it's in the right location and it's the right level of care, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, Villa St. Francis may come up as one of our top three, and it may not. But when it does come up as one of our top three, we always go over. We're warmly welcomed. We get a great tour. We get to see everything that we need to see. The people there are very knowledgeable. They're able to answer all of my questions. And then many times, not always, but many times, senior care consulting clients have chosen Villa St. Francis. And then guess what? I follow up and I ask, hey, how's it going? Is everything going okay? Anything you would change? Any concerns? Any positive comments, et cetera, et cetera. And I always get, every time I get positive comments. And I was not exaggerating. When, if I call and I say I'm working with the family, and that this individual has outlived their assets, they hardly have anything left, you know, money, financially, asset wise, we're going to need to come in Medicaid pending and submit the Medicaid application. Can you work with us on that? And they say, of course, Steve, just come. And that's what they say. And they do. If they don't just say that, they do that. And they'll even help you with the application if needed. Maybe you're doing that on your own. Maybe you're working with an elder law firm to do that. But if you need help with the Medicaid application, they can help you there as well. So the Medicaid pending many times is a hurdle. With Villa St. Francis, it is not. And that's why, and 80% of the residents there in Villa St. Francis, are there with, assistance from the Medicaid program, and Medicaid reimburses less than their cost. So they depend heavily on volunteers and donors and fundraisers. So that's why I want to give one more quick shout out. If you're interested in, first of all, just a really neat event. I think they're expecting about 400 people there. It's this Wednesday, May the 9th. It's called Faith in Bloom. It's the second annual, and they'll get better and better at this. I thought last year was great. This year will be even better. 11:30 to noon is networking, and then 12 to 1 is a luncheon with a couple of presentations. It's going to be great. It's $100 a ticket, but for Senior Care Live listeners, if you go to the website, I'll give you that address in a second, enter the promo code 980, and you get $25 off of your luncheon. Go to faithinbloomluncheon.com. You spell it just like it sounds. faithinbloomluncheon.com. And it's out at the Olathe Convention Center. It's off of K10 in Ridgeview in Olathe, Kansas. If you need to reach out to Villa St. Francis for any reason, let me give you the phone number, 913-829-5201, 913-829-5201. I've had a lot of people say, well, Steve, do you need to be Catholic to go there? No, you don't. It's backed up, and is supported by the Archdiocese of Kansas City on the Kansas side. Unfortunately, because they're carrying about $2.3 million in accounts receivable waiting for Kansas to get its act together, to pay its bill for Medicaid and processing the applications. It's very good that they're backed up by such a strong organization there. But here's the bottom line is this is a major, major fundraiser for them. They're going to do great things. They're very good stewards of the money. They're going to do great things. And if you're not Catholic, you can go there. They offer non-denominational services there. If you are Catholic, it's a bonus. You're going to have Mass every single day at 10 a.m. In a super, just a beautiful, beautiful space. So again, that's Villa St. Francis, and they're just doing a great job. All right. Let's shift gears back to National Nurses Day. That is today. So just think Cinco de Mayo and kiss your favorite nurse. So now maybe you shouldn't kiss your favorite nurse because maybe that'd be too much. Hug your nurse. Let's do that. JP, don't kiss. I'm going to kiss my nurse because she's my wife, but I can do that. And she likes it. Well, maybe she doesn't. But anyway. I'm going to get myself in trouble here with my wife, I think. But anyway, just show your appreciation for a nurse. Say thank you for a job well done. On Facebook, you see a lot of these memes with nurses, showing all the things that they do. And the one thing it does not include is a bathroom break. Nurses were born with, oversized bladders, I think, because there's just literally no time to even stop many times to even stop and use the restroom. It's just crazy because they're just pouring out and serving their patients and working with the doctors and the other medical staff wherever you're working, whether it's a hospital, long-term care community. My wife works in a very busy physician's clinic, and they see patients from newborn babies. The physician that she works with, he is awesome, Dr. Herrick. He actually delivers babies, so my wife gets her baby fix. She gets to see all these babies grow up, and they see everyone all the way to elderly patients and everything in between. So she loves that. And let me tell you what, she's probably going to be blushing. But I mean, part of her evaluation is, you know, what is the patient feedback? It's kind of like Yelp for the medical profession. They call the patients and they ask them, how was your most recent visit? What was the best part of the visit? Anything that we can do to improve? I mean, they literally do a brief survey. She gets 10 out of 10 over the top glowing remarks from her patients. We love Susan. She is so wonderful. I can come in and not feeling very well, and she greets me. She puts her arm around me, walks me back, and I just instantly feel better being around Susan and being cared for by Susan. She's so caring. She's so loving. I know she truly cares about me, and I'm going to keep coming back as long as Susan works there and all the other wonderful, I mean, Amanda is a nurse. There's a whole bunch of awesome nurses there. I'm just bragging on my nurse for a second, but she really does a great job. And she's the kind of nurse that she'll come home some evenings like at 7:30, and I'm like, wow, that was a long day. And she said, well, yeah, we had a lot of lab results, and I just can't leave the office until I call my patients and let them know what's going on. And I said, well, can it wait till tomorrow? Some of them. And she goes, well, I just put myself in their shoes. And if I was a little bit anxious about lab results, I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait till tomorrow, or I don't want to wait till Monday. I want to know as fast as I can whether I have something to worry about or whether I don't. I just want to know. So I treat them with the same respect that I would expect from others, and I don't leave the office until every person is called back and every order is filled. That is my wife. She is awesome. And guess what? I think I just probably described 90%+ of the nurses in our city, in our region, in our country. Nurses don't do this to get rich. It's a great profession. They make good money. Okay. But they do this because they want to help people truly. And that's what nurses do. I just want to say thank you to all of the nurses listening and all of the nurses related to our listeners. Be sure to reach out and thank a nurse for the great work that they're doing today on Nurses Day and this whole upcoming week, National Nurses Week. And we'll have more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Just want to recognize National Nurses Day today. And it happens to be on the same day as Cinco de Mayo. How about that, right? So, you know, my favorite food group, you can't beat some delicious tacos or enchiladas and just kind of celebrating Cinco de Mayo. And while you're doing that, if you know a nurse, call them, text them. say thank you to them. Thank you for the wonderful work that you're doing. And we'll recognize nurses during National Nurses Week this entire upcoming week. All right, so I think, as most people know, we've got about 76, 77 million baby boomers rolling through life here. And I'm a baby boomer myself, and we're starting to cause some problems here on our healthcare system. They're going to be major problems. We're not there yet, but it is coming. Some people refer to that as the silver tsunami. That's kind of an interesting way to look at it. But it is a fact. I mean, 10,000 people. And the other day I heard somebody say 12,000 people. So I'm going to stick with my 10 just to be on the conservative side. 10,000 people per day are retiring. And most of them are going to be in pretty good shape. But over the next 20, 25, 30 years, the national statistic is 70% of us will need long-term care, some type of long-term care, whether that's home care, whether it's home health care, whether it's skilled nursing and rehab, whether it's hospice care, hospice and palliative care, it may be respite care, it may be a permanent move to assisted living community or a long-term care community, it may involve memory care. I mean, just the numbers are staggering. And so, much to my dismay, I ran into this online article from CNN a few days ago. It was last Tuesday. Nursing schools are rejecting thousands of applicants in the middle of a nursing shortage. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, right now, I would say there's a certifiable nursing shortage right here in the Kansas City area. There are a lot of, you know, hospitals and providers, assisted living, long-term care communities that literally do not have enough staff. You have to have some minimums. Actually, Villa St. Francis is heavily staffed. They have excellent, excellent staffing ratios there. Some of the highest in all of long-term care. They do a great job there, but they have a huge pool of PRN or as needed nurses available to them. And they're doing this right. A lot of places that do not have that pool of nurses to depend on to fill in when someone is sick or just fill in some gaps, fill in some shortfall areas. That's what they have to do. They have to call a staffing company. And you have to do what you have to do, but it's less than ideal. First of all, the provider pays over twice what they would have to pay for directly to an individual. So that's not great. Then you're having a person come into your building cold. They don't know your residence. They don't know that mom is a night owl or that dad likes to get up early. They don't know that your spouse, because of their memory challenges, they're up all night. They don't know any of these things. They're going to come in. They're going to do their best that they can do. It's just not as good as someone who works there on a permanent daily basis. So we have a legitimate nursing shortage in Kansas City and, frankly, all throughout the entire country. And I stumble into this headline. Nursing schools are rejecting thousands of applicants in the middle of a nursing shortage. So if you go on to read this, and I'll put this on the website, seniorcarelive.com. I'll just put it on the front page. It'll be down a little ways. Just scroll down to read it. I'll just put the link there. I'll just read the one thing here because this is the problem. And I'll just read it. There's an acute nursing shortage in the United States, but schools are turning away thousands of qualified applicants as they struggle to expand class size and hire more teachers for nursing programs. Aha! There's the light bulb moment. We have a funnel. We have a bottleneck, a legitimate major problems, not with the people interested in going into nursing. They're being turned away by the thousands. Can you imagine that? But yet we have a certified nursing shortage. So what's the disconnect? The schools. So if you work for a school, you know someone working for a school, and I can't believe that they're not prepared for this. I don't know why. I'm going to have to look into it. Maybe I'll do a follow-up report. But if you have a school of nursing, you need to figure out how to expand it. There are people totally dependent. Their lives depend on the schools expanding their schools of nursing. Well, Steve, I mean, I don't know if we can, we just can't do that. Well, why can't you do that? Don't tell me you can't do it. Just do it. This does not make any sense to me whatsoever. This sounds like a giant bureaucracy of a mess where everything moves at the speed of mud. Just do it. And if there's anyone, maybe a school out there has thought about opening a school of nursing or expanding your curriculum, now is the time. Thousands and thousands of qualified applicants are being turned away. Well, if you want to boost your school and the number of students attending your school, prepare a curriculum, hire some teachers, and open the doors, and they will come. Our country needs you. Our country needs you. 10,000 people a day are retiring. 76, 77 million baby boomers are going to sink the ship, so to speak, in healthcare. And we don't have enough nurses. Not because I always thought maybe there was a lack of interest. Well, no, I think I'll do something different with my life. I don't know if I want to be in nursing, but I'm reading this article and many others, by the way, because this really caught my attention. And I find out that plenty of people would like to be nurses. They just can't get in the schools. That's the bottleneck, and that's what has to be fixed. It talks about, you know, it's just a really catch-22 situation, spokesman for the American Association of Colleges of Nursing. So if you're a startup and if you want to start, a technical school, figure out how to do it. And guess what? You're going to have thousands of nurses flooding your door wanting to take care of people because, again, nurses don't do this for the money. They're not getting rich. They're earning a good living most of the time. But they do it because they want to care for people. We have a need. Now we just have to put the two things together and get some classes, get some schools expanding so that we can bolster our nurses and the number of nurses to take care of this exponentially increasing need. Okay, that's enough on that. Anyway, again, happy Nurses Day, and thank you to all the nurses for all you do. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.